you have decided to catch up on the Kennedy Malloy Drive Show. Buckle up, Australia. Here they come. Straight from a very long lunch. And frankly, this could go anywhere. This is Kennedy Malloy.
Yes, hello Australia and welcome to the big Tuesday edition of Kennedy Malloy. Hello Jane Kennedy.
Hello Mick Malloy.
Hello Dangerous Dave.
G'day,
how are
Mickey.
We all?
G'day Janey, good.
Great
good.
To see you. Brilliant, shiny
oh,
faces.
You
oh, it's like checking in with a couple of old friends every day.
That's how it should be.
Same time. I love it. Hey, huge show today. You have a lot of explaining to do, Jane Kennedy.
Who are you talking to? Me?
I'm talking to you.
Why?
And your behaviour on Studio 10 this morning. I will sue you. You're in a
really?
Lot of trouble.
Oh,
lawyers
I've
have
had
been
great
contacted.
Feedback. People have said it was really good.
We'll get to the bottom of that. It's Apocalypse Watch, which is full of all the good
tell
stuff.
You what.
You've got
yeah.
some Madonna news? Has she got a coronavirus outfit, did you say?
Yes, and it's very skimpy, let's just
right.
say. I wouldn't be wearing what she was wearing. She's wearing at
yeah.
her age.
She you should have given her that chat about 15 years ago.
I should have done that.
I
Two Sydney schools have shut down already
oh,
with
no.
a couple
go.
Of kids. Let's, it's happening. It's all gone well.
Beautifully.
I
reckon they're doing
out.
It deliberately. We'll get
oh
to the bottom
God.
Of that. What's not coming back? We're going to
oh,
do it
yeah.
again. We've done
no,
it a couple of times. We've got a new one for you, so that should be
You've
a
got a ripper.
Fun. Paul Kaligia joins us, one of the funniest
awesome.
Blokes in Australia. Happens to be a writer on Front Bar,
yeah.
which is coming back next week.
Look out.
It's exciting
Whoa.
Times for fans. It'll be going national.
Oh, wow.
So oh, yeah, that's great.
Yeah,
okay.
we're very excited. It's great to be back. It's great to get
we'll
the band back
to
together.
You.
And
you have to see you in your
football.
Flannel shirts,
yeah,
mate.
That's right.
what I've been wanting to
yeah.
see for a while.
I'm suing Guy Sebastian too.
yes, I know. Pinching he stole,
look.
Bitch stole your look.
Oh. Russell Howcraft, Jane, will be Howcroft, pardon me.
Yes.
Oh, it's Castle Castle all over again. we'll
Russell,
be,
yes.
We'll be dropping by to talk about. We're going to ask him, pick his brains about advertising, our industry. Is there a future? How are
yeah,
we
the
going?
Consequences of being
and
in
that's
COVID
it.
Lockdown.
Big business. Are people advertising? Will they start
it
to
is.
Advertise? Is it going to be
and,
a rocket ship? We'll find
and
out.
And I've got a lot of entertainment news, but including I sat down and watched Labour in Love. What's it called?
A Labour of Love, yeah.
Labour of Love. I watched the whole episode today and I cannot believe it.
Well,
I cannot believe it's true.
The episode was 15 blokes jerking off, wasn't it?
Oh,
was that
well,
mean?
Close.
Oh, to be honest,
I'm not kidding you.
Are you not kidding me?
I'm not kidding. It's close.
Tentacle
so,
offended, Dave.
About it.
Well, we'll have an entertainment report. There's news
yeah.
coming out of the NRL about a failed
oh,
drug test. Look, we need to speak to someone or at least
yeah,
get the
do.
Latest information across the line.
Okay.
We'll take your calls. We'll take your tweets.
Yes,
so
hello, everyone.
To get through.
Hello, Australia.
I was there hard slogging out, doing some hard, heavy lifting last night on the TV. I loved it.
Oh, well
you
done.
Heavy,
how'd
yeah,
it go? Did you get the Mickey bump?
The
good
Mickey
figures.
Bump.
Had the ratings.
Good
yeah.
figures. Huge. I tell you good, what, MasterChef creeping in on The Voice.
Hello.
Closely followed by, if you've been paying attention,
yeah, well done.
It's a, yeah.
Well,
but,
there
so,
you
yeah, the
go.
Mickey bump, you're very
well
funny.
Done,
it was a great
attention.
Show.
So I was on late at show. Night. Mm. You were on this yep. morning.
Yeah.
I was,
what,
yeah.
What
about
time
10
did
o'clock.
You end up getting to
10,
air?
10 o'clock, the prime time.
Prime time, the juicy spot, the sweet
it's
spot.
It's the juicy spot. Everyone's
now,
ready to watch something then.
We have a clip to play, but I feel...
Oh, you really
and I play
need to
this,
play the clip?
I play you this without prejudice because this
you haven't heard
will
this, have
end
you?
Up before the courts.
Oh.
Have you not seen this or heard this?
I haven't. I heard this earlier and there are... Lawyers have been contacted.
Wow.
Have a listen to a little excerpt. Remember, Jane's
okay.
coming from her nanny flat
yes.
at home
yes.
as she Skype stroke Zooms into
yep.
Studio 10.
I think we all feel safe in the knowledge that every afternoon you're in the very safe hands of the caring, sharing Mick Malloy.
You know how much I support you girls and this show. He's rotten about you. I tell you what, he's just a menace. I do the show from this little study. I have my little shine to Dave Grohl from Foo Fighters.
Oh, yes.
And it's really annoyed me. So he did ask if I could have a framed picture of him for this interview, just so that I could share the love of him with you girls today. So here's the picture I've chosen of him.
Oh, God.
Too much information.
Yeah.
tell you what, I said, can we find a picture of Mick in his undies? And we had about 20 to choose from.
Of course you did.
So that's also pre-corona lockdown, so he's looking very trim.
Well, consider the love shared, Jane.
Well, now where do you want to start?
Well, what do you mean? What do you want to unpack?
To unpack there, much like my underpants.
No, that was a good shot of you.
Now, which one was it? I can't believe
it was. You were wearing all white. I think it was when we were shooting our campaign, our original sort of dressing up in all those costumes for Kennedy Malloy. So we were both pretty skinny.
No,
then.
Not the bog catchers.
Yes.
Do you play the one of me in the bog catchers and the singlet?
Yes.
Oh, no.
You are. I swear to God.
Did. Kerri-Anne almost died. Like, literally, she almost fell off her chair.
That could happen
any day.
She
was so horrified.
Hey, that's sexy lingerie for Kerri-Anne.
Well, I'll tell you what, with their studio audience, they'd be there'd be a lot of ladies liking that.
Yeah.
Oh, that is
He's just looking at it now, everyone. That's what's
terrible
happening.
Thing.
We're just showing
I give you permission to put that on Kennedy Malloy. I'll let the Kennedy Malloy Instagram will let people decide if Jane's gone.
I even put you in a frame this morning. I was cutting it. I got this picture. You look at me now. I got this picture.
But there's some great ones of me in my underpants.
And I was cutting it. And I was putting it in a frame. And the kids are going, what are you doing? I'm like, that's not a very good picture of Mick, Mum. Why is he in his undies? I go, oh, don't worry about it, children. It's just part of my work.
But you picked a bad one because I've appeared in billboards in my underpants. Yeah. I'm an underpants model. Me and Beckham. Me and David Beckham.
We didn't have the right billboard shot. Yeah. So I was, you know, I went.
You've got to remember, the camera's 10 pounds.
Oh, and you always say, down below.
That's right. Well, all right.
Anyway, it was great to talk to both of Kerri-Anne
was
and
it?
Ange Bishop.
How are they holding
up? Yeah.
How are they holding up?
They're great.
Have we got any of them in the Deadpool? Have we got any?
Oh, I don't.
Now, this is exactly what I'm talking about. And
they won't. They won't all be there by the end of this year.
Embarrassing me. Seriously.
I'll be a man down.
No, it's terrible. I won't have it anymore.
Chair.
They have
He's
great. You know, they're on for 4 hours.
That's nuts, isn't it? Was Ding Dong on it?
Good Lord. No, Ding Dong. Joe was there.
Ida?
Yeah.
No, I've told you. After Asparagus Gate, what was
it? Brussels Sprout Gate.
They've gone. I meant to get some Brussels sprouts for a bit of life. Actually, they were very concerned for me.
Oh,
why?
You know, it was very nice to actually have some professionals in the entertainment industry. It's like, I'm looking at you. They were very caring about me.
I'd look after you. I did. No one was more concerned than me when, you know, you...
Really?
Went bonkers. Came back. Not quite the same, let's be honest.
They did ask that. They said, do you think you're not quite the same?
I still see hints of your former self, but they're few and far between. Okay, let's get the show rolling. When we come back, Apocalypse Watch will be up on blocks.
Yeah, this is Kennedy Malloy.
Oh, God. Too much information. Yeah.
The drive home that's pretty loose. This is Kennedy Malloy.
We interrupt this program.
My message is...
How dare you?
Apocalypse Watch!
This is not a test.
This is not the world as we know it.
Kennedy Malloy's
Apocalypse Watch.
Well, it is indeed an apocalyptic day in Sydney because a second Sydney school has been shut down in one day.
Wow.
After another pupil tested positive for coronavirus, and parents have been asked to pick the children up from Moriah College during lunchtime. Even the coppers were there to just make sure everything, they're calling it an evacuation. A spokesman for the college said it found out about the infection shortly before noon. The students started school last Thursday.
Wow.
Oops. It comes hours after nearby Waverley College was evacuated after a year. Five pupil tested positive. Mick,
it's all going well. It's all going well. The kids back to school. No problems. Do you know what? When we were kids, the best chance you had was like a bomb threat or... a hoax or something.
Right. Send home from school,
If you're a kid now, you're going to go, mate, give us the symptoms.
Give us the Rona.
Give us the Rona, mate. I got a
used
note
to be lice.
Mum.
All kids now send home from school if you have nits.
Oh, yeah.
Lice
well,
and whatever you
our
say.
Producer was telling us an off-air story how he found out when he was in primary school, he went and found the kid who had the lice and made him rub his hair on his hair. so he could then go home.
And that is how it spread. It's kids being next to each other, lying on the carpet.
Well, it's like in prison, Jane. Did you see the prisoners were handing around the infected water bottle? so they would all drink from it because then they get to go home early or they get an early thing. Well, this is what the kids will be doing. Yeah. He'll be going to school going, what, who, where, give it to me.
It's really depressing, isn't it? It's depressing because it means that we're not ready. Is that what's happening?
I saw someone sending a kid to school. This used to happen. I used to find this out with child care centres. Someone would deliberately send along a kid who was had his lungs coming out his ears and was bright red
or spewing because
they didn't want to have him at home.
Yeah, and not cool.
All right. Have we
it's just a bit
to...
of Rona.
Don't worry about it.
All right.
Now, can I do a story?
I'm going to Bolivia. And now there's an orchestra, a Bolivian orchestra that's stranded in a German castle.
Well, this sounds like a joke. Is this not.
It's the sound of the... They do panpipes, flutes, and snare drums.
Wow. Yeah. Lord.
And
oh my God.
Their rehearsal space has been this German castle, but they got there after the coronavirus landed, and now they've been there for 73 days.
Oh, my God.
And they can't get out. You know why?
Why?
Because the castle is surrounded by 23 packs of wolves.
What the hell?
That is truly apocalyptic, I have to say.
Now, I'm going to play you a little bit. Of the orchestra, and for music fans, you might want to leave the room. This is a bit hard on the old
pipes.
On the old drums. Please,
okay. All right.
Okay. Yeah, I would have thought after 73 days they may have made some kind of improvement.
That's terrible.
Yeah, 73 days.
Kids can play the recorder better than that. A recorder.
I used to have a recorder in our music class at Peninsula. Mr. Kirkham was our music teacher, and we went. This is a true story. We went on a camp to Glenmaggie. And it was a music camp, and we were all on the minibus.
Yeah, this one time on band camp.
He drove all the way, but we drove all the way in first gear because every time he went to change gears, all he did was open and close the hydraulic doors. Anyway, look. So here is the. That's how the band started. Now I'm going to tell you how they played. How it sounded from just outside the castle walls. Have a listen.
Okay.
Oh, that'll be the wolves.
The wolves.
The wolves. Attack wolves. Attack now. Attack. I have to say, on behalf of everyone out there listening, I'm on the wolf side.
Me too.
On this one. Jane,
stop
you've got some interesting
now.
News.
On Madonna?
Oh. Yes, please. Mm,
yeah, all right. She's been odd during lockdown. She's been doing strange. Maybe she sang a song, Let's Have Some Fried Fish.
She appeared in a bathtub full of milk?
Yep. Well, she's gone more bonkers than she
which looked like it was past its use-by date. Oh, no, that was her. her, not the.
I don't really get her. I don't know what goes on in her head, but she's
nuts.
61 years old, which isn't very old, but she's aging herself daily.
But she should dress appropriately. She should dress age appropriately. Yeah. She wears a leotard. She gets around looking like a Steggles chicken.
She does. She's still in good nick.
Come on.
A good nick chicken.
I'm just saying. She still wears her metallic bra, but it just hangs a lot lower.
I can relate.
What do you got?
So most of us are getting around in tracky dacks, right? As our leisure wear for
ISO wear.
Rona.
Yeah, that's right.
ISO wear. Well, she's wearing this as a photo. She's had some poor photographer who's been held captive by her. Had to take a photo of her.
I'd rather be a crime scene photographer.
What it feels like. She's wearing a very sheer bra, so her nipples are really like gobstoppers. Like, and a very brief pair of black knickers. And she's sitting on a chair with one leg up, and she's holding another pair of knickers in her hand.
Good Lord.
And I just think, wow, just do your thing. That's just really classy, isn't it? This is the mum. She's got her kids. Then the next picture is her on a bed with all her children, giving them a hug and everything. So it's...
Oh. Still in a derp?
She's gone mad.
Yes, can I say this? Who looks better in their underwear, me or Madonna? Me? They'll show photo you... All right, don't answer that question.
Mickey, hey, listen. Do you know what? It makes sense to me, just quickly.
Mm.
Yeah.
There, in one of the photos, there's a close-up of a gummy bear edible. So maybe that it might explain a few things. She said she uses the gummy bear edible, which is legal, of course, in the US, to ward off her hip and knee pain.
Okay. Good luck for her. Hey, when we come back, we're going to do what's not coming back after coronavirus. If you've got one you want to throw in, we'll take it. 133353. Here we go.
This is Kennedy Malloy.
Paul Kalesia, he's going to join us in about 10, 15 minutes. Ad guru Russell Howcroft in the second hour as well. Yeah. It's Kennedy Malloy.
It's a big show. Jane has got I Call Bullshit coming up. They've got a bit of entertainment news. There's so much to cover. Song Whisperer coming up. But right now, time for our new segment.
And now, it's time for another installment of...
Stop it.
That won't be coming back after... coronavirus.
Blowing candles out on a birthday cake.
You've been listening to another installment of That Won't Be Coming Back After...
It's going to go away.
...coronavirus.
Oh, no.
Am I right?
Oh, you are right. Oh, my God.
Are you going to sit around? Are you going to sit around and watch a 70-year-old man spit all over try and put 70 candles out and then divvy up the cake and go, here's your bit. Are you going to do it? Anyone ever... Is
I don't care how good that chocolate fudge cake is.
Do you know what? that's right. I always used to laugh because there was we were doing radio once and a woman, we were talking about like Nazis at kids' birthday parties.
Oh, yeah.
And a mum came round once and before the party and said, were these balloons blown up by people?
That's right.
And she said, yes. She goes, well, we're not coming because what if one of them bursts?
But there you go,
and
balloons.
She was going, but she's right now. Because if you're blowing up a balloon and it pops, bang, all of a sudden.
Oh, my God.
That's like a little corona bomb.
Yeah.
So they'll have to be illegal to blow up a balloon. So balloon companies are going to go through the roof because they use a machine to do it.
Yeah.
All right. We've got a couple of callers on the line. Donnie, where are you calling from, Donnie? Hello, Donnie. Donnie's no good.
Donnie's gone from outer space.
Donnie's just been dealt a blow. Brothels was his suggestion. Brothels will be out of business. They are asking in Sydney for trial periods, and I'm all for it. But as we said, they do require the COVID-19 app.
Oh, that's right. COVID safe. Yeah.
Being traced is not necessarily, imagine.
I don't think that's the idea.
First thing you want to achieve when you go to a brothel.
Shall we try Aaron?
Yeah.
Yep, sure.
Hello, Aaron.
How you going?
Yeah, good. Yeah, what good. Can you see is never coming back?
Swingers parties won't be coming back.
Swingers parties. Are you swinging yourself, Aaron?
Nah, not at all, mate.
Where are you calling from?
Cranbourne.
Cranbourne's a swinging capital of Australia. That's all they do.
Hasn't it got a name for it?
It's a swingers party.
There's like a swingers name for Cranbourne, isn't there?
I've heard.
Oh, you're getting a few drive-bys here, Aaron, from where
keys
you
in the bowl. Keys in the bowl. All right, Aaron,
gone.
Well done. Adam's on the line. Adam, what's not coming back?
The Ruby Princess.
well said, Adam. Do you know what? People will be stupid enough to jump back on those things, I'm afraid.
That would be ridiculous.
You know what I always looked like? I remember saying after those bombings in Bali, well, that's it. That's it. No Australians will travel to Bali anymore. Mm. They couldn't get there quick enough.
Yeah.
It was I just have a feeling with the cruising industry, there'll be...
I saw a story today, Mick, that there was a couple and they've posed with their suitcases. They booked for May 2021. They can't wait to go. I see this couple in their 70s. Well, that'll be it. Sign them. I'll have your funeral on the ship.
But this is the point. It's a very efficient killing machine, the cruise ship, because it's a floating petri dish and it's designed for elderly. The average age is 70. I
mean,
so you bang 5,000 elderly people into close confines on a cruise. Yeah. All done. So it's like a cleaning an oven.
I just read today that someone on the Ruby Princess, those signs that they had the virus didn't appear for 10 weeks.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
No,
yes.
Oh, I could call Adam. Damien's on the line. Damien, what else isn't coming back?
Yeah, g'day, Mickey. G'day, Jane. Yeah, okay. Licking stamps. I don't think you're licking stamps.
Yeah, you're right. God. Absolutely right.
Oh, that's not
yes,
bad.
You're right.
That's beer. Oh, I like dear. It. All right, get us. I think time for one more. Barry's on the line. Barry, what are you saying is not coming back?
G'day, Mick. G'day, Jane. How are you going? I reckon beers. Happy hour bar snacks, mate.
Oh, the beer nuts.
No.
Yeah, beer nuts.
No.
I think that might have been outlawed a little while ago, Mick, anyhow, for their unhygienic nature.
Beer
but,
nuts.
Yeah.
The no, whole no big, idea chubby fingers of having some, going in the bowl. Some nuts, which in your front bar is just some beer nuts,
yeah.
Which yep. in your highfalutin bar, your bars you're drinking, Jane, you know, they've got all those little cocktail things.
I'm a beer nut girl.
Oh,
don't worry about that. Beer nut and a beer girl, I am.
Come on, keep it.
I'll miss that.
You know the one with your, you know, your little mixed grill with your pretzels and shrimp stuff? That. All right, we get the idea. Hey, we had our own. We've already done a bit of this. We said handshake, gone.
Mm.
Yes. Hot tubs, gone.
Yep.
Oh, thank goodness.
Hankies, gone.
Yeah.
Buffets, gone.
Oh, that's terrible.
Do you know what might be coming back?
What?
Do you know what else might be coming? Me. I might just sit down and do my shows from here.
Oh, you might never be come back to work.
I might never come back.
But you won't get to see us.
I think that's his point.
Yeah. Hey, when we come back, we're going to go to the break. We are going to come back and we're going to talk influencers because they're being drummed out. They're having a hard time.
Mick, you
struggling.
Need to become one.
Yeah.
In the age of coronavirus, how do you, are you, give us a call if you are one. We'd like to know what the criterion is or should be.
Are you being affected if you're an influencer?
Are you being affected?
And by the way, all our callers today, we're going to give you invite to see Rob Thomas. It's our Rob Thomas Garage session, which is coming, so good luck.
A drive home that's always surprising. This is Kennedy Malloy.
You're coming up, Paul Kalesia and Russell Howcroft too.
Jane, I have 70,000 followers on Instagram.
Jeez.
Yeah, I'm surprised.
Why?
Well, I mean, in a good way. I didn't think it was that many, but it is, isn't it?
Should probably post something.
You don't post anything.
I haven't posted anything for ages.
You're really lazy.
Why not? What are you doing with yourself?
Well, you know, it's got to be newsworthy. You just don't post.
Doesn't need to be newsworthy.
Put an Insta story up or something.
You should see what people put up. It doesn't have to be newsworthy at all.
I don't know how to do it.
I mean, Beck Judson, she has about 863,000 followers.
So she's an influencer? She's a good one,
influencer.
Right? She's a very good one.
She's a very lucrative.
Is 70,000 enough for me to be an influencer?
Yes.
Good start.
Absolutely.
So what's
70,000 is enough.
How about the perks? What do you get as an influencer?
Well, you get free stuff. So if you wanted
But how are you being paid? How are you being as an influencer?
They pay for each post you put up. So
they work
just
out
say
a price.
You like meat pies.
Mm.
So just say you would 4 and 20
I do like meat pies.
Sponsor you. Yeah. Then they would say, Mick, let's do a deal that if you put
I like beer.
if you hashtag meat pies and you put out one post and you've got how many followers? 75,000?
70.
We will pay you
$20,000. Do I set the rate or do by people different people set?
I think you set the rate. And your agent sets the rate.
Oh. See, I'm saying this because there's a story in the paper today about an influencer who's lost all her clients because she refused to lower a rate. Are you across this, Jane?
I am, yeah. Her name's Jade Tunkdorok.
Mm.
And she says that a lot of companies have left her, and it's all because of COVID-19. She's a bikini model. She's shocked that brands she's worked with in the past for a long time have refused have written her off because she refused to lower the cost of her price of what she was doing. She's collaborated with them over a long time, but I've said no, I'm worth it. And I'm very surprised these organisations are willing to throw relationships down the drain. Well,
so she's complaining. They asked her to take a hit. She said no, and then they said, okay, well, we're out. And now she's abusing.
Now she's gone. Well, now and this
I don't
is
think
going
she
to
understands.
Be resolved.
Demand, supply. I don't think
this
she understands.
This is a big lesson for the bikini model.
It's a big lesson. How many followers does she have?
Let me see.
400,000.
442,
So she's gone crazy going, so tough to be an influencer right now.
Here you go, Mickey.
Who was the one?
Sorry, Oh, I was just going to say, she earns between anywhere between $800 and $3,000 per post, depending on what it was. I've just put your price at $20,000. So look after me. Go, $20,000. Let's split it. For a post on pies, for example.
Yeah.
A post on pies? Party pies?
Sure.
Party pies, yeah. You could do Patty's party pies. Yeah. Hashtag yum. Hashtag where's the cash?
So this is obviously a terrible time to be an influencer. Their stocks are being lowered. Who was the influencer you played the other day?
Billy Beaver.
Billy Beaver.
She's my favourite. She's devastated and she does not know what else to do. Let's reminisce about how upset she is.
I can't work and even if I was to go back to work, what am I supposed to do? Go work at a strip club, which they're all closed down as well. I've got nothing else going for me. I have no other talent. I've got nothing else. I can't dance. I can't sing. I can't do anything. So, I don't understand. I really just don't know what to do. I just want everything to go back to normal so people can keep subscribing to my OnlyFans.
Oh, so this is her job. Her job was to just take photos of herself.
Yeah.
That was her job. And then she goes, oh, my God, it's all stopped. Are you telling me I have to get a profession? Are you telling me I have to work hard and actually do something with my life? No, I wanted to go back to the old ways when all you stupid people subscribed to me and made me rich.
Well, I like the idea. She goes, I might have to go back to the strip club. And then she reveals she can't dance. Who's going to pay money to watch a stripper who can't
dance? Take lessons.
What are you going to do? Just stand there.
Go and get a job at Coles. Go and get a job like all of us have worked. Go and be a banana in a parade like I was.
What's a good rate? What would a Kardashian? What would a Kardashian be paid for
$1 million? A million.
A post.
Bucks. Probably, yeah. Wow. I'm not joking. So probably because in this country, changes companies, changes them around, turns them around.
In this country, it's probably me and Chris Hemsworth, really, isn't it? Who are the
I was going to say that.
Whales.
You're the big
when
two.
It comes to the men.
You don't even have the blue tick, mate. You're not even verified, so you know.
Because he doesn't even know how to. That's another job.
How do you mean I'm not verified?
We don't have the blue tick.
James is
going
to have to do that now.
Mick Malloy, 66.
No
that's me.
Tick. No tick next to it. Do we know
what
it's
you?
What
do you mean? There's no tick.
Oh, there isn't one. Oh, I'm looking.
Does he know what it means to be verified?
Mick Mars of Motley Crue. Yeah, he's got a tick and all these other Micks, but not Mick Malloy.
Oh, that's funny to you, is it, Dave?
Nah, I just thought you were.
Let him do it himself.
All right, yeah.
Well, you have to do it. It's so easy. Yeah.
Why don't I post that? Prove it's me. I'll post that picture that you showed this morning on.
Okay.
On Mick Malloy 66 is where
you look really skinny. Trust me, you do, and that's everything. I'd rather look skinny and stupid. That's what I think.
What's yours, Jane?
Hyphen.
And stop got it.
Sweet, the Swedish thing
don't
above
stop sabotaging my name. Stop it.
Have you got a tick?
Yeah.
Where's the tick? How long has this been?
Of course I've got a tick.
How do I get a tick? Clown.
Oh, my God. It would involve you actually knowing what to... Have I got a tick?
Why wouldn't you give me a tick?
I've got 43,200.
You don't have a tick either, James. Kennedy Malloy does.
I do
account.
On Twitter.
Yeah.
How many have you got? How many followers?
Oh, just you can have a good laugh about it, are you? Sad. I don't.
43,200,
like you
James.
You're not an influencer. You can't be at 43.
But Jane's a good poster, though. You put always good stories up.
Thank you, Jane.
She steals a lot of my ideas.
She goes and hits herself
on the head and then takes a photo of herself in a neck brace. She goes, yes. She did it for attention.
Please, go to a break.
Or Kalija, he's next.
Get the blue tick.
This is Kennedy Malloy.
Song Whisperer, he's not too far away. We've got Russell Howcroft. He's an ad guru. You know him from Gruen as well. He's going to join us in the second hour of Kennedy Malloy. Jane Kennedy Mick Malloy.
I'll tell you what else isn't far away, and that's the return of the front bar.
Oh, thank God.
Now that's good news. 7. That makes me happy.
Yeah. Thank you. It is. It's all attached to the football, of course, which is about to get back up and running, and we'll be out in front of it, filling you up with everything that happened since round one. And one of the very boutique members of that team, one of the funniest blokes in Australia, is on the line right now. My good friend Paul Kalija. How are you, Kalija? Are you good? Happy that the footy's back?
Oh, I'm wrapped, guys, and I've never been called boutique in any introduction ever.
I said part of a boutique team.
So looking forward to the front bar. I probably should start doing some work on it pretty soon. Yeah.
Well, it's like to us, it's just like a bunch of mates. Instead of sitting around at a pub talking footy. We're doing it in a fake pub, and it's what we do anyway. So it's going to be good to have the team back up and running. How have you been going through quarantine and lockdown? Are you okay?
Well, I'm doing pretty well. I've got to say, guys, I'm not that excited about the pubs reopening. I'll tell you why.
Why?
Stick with me. I've discovered that my bar at home is much better than the pub.
How so? Yeah?
Well, I mean, you can open earlier than the pub.
That's a good idea.
That's true. Yes. Different hours.
Yes.
Different hours. Why have one happy hour when you can have three at home?
Right. Okay. I get it.
And yes.
No dress code.
Underpants?
What's
is underpants
that
okay?
These days, really? Yeah. Gosh. True.
What about no pants? Can you go? Would you be removed for no pants, or is that fine?
Not at my home bar, Mickey. So you're more than welcome.
Hey, Paul, did you find during lockdown that you found yourself imbibing perhaps a little more? Because a survey's recently just been done, I think the other day, and Australian parents have all been saying they have definitely consumed more alcohol during homeschooling.
Jane, first of all, I love the fact that you're referring to another article and not to your own experience.
Just see how I pushed that aside? Yeah. Yes, I mean,
someone
that would be ridiculous.
Someone fell down and hit their head and claims it wasn't from drinking. Let me see.
It wasn't. It was early.
Before midnight, I go, jeez, there's about 160 beer cans. I go, Jesus, who's been round here? I go, no one.
With you.
No one. I've got to remove 160 beer cans from a house.
I've definitely drunk twice as much. You know, I thought those bottomless brunches were just for the ladies. You know, but I've had a few bottomless brunches here.
Have you been doing anything else, or is it all just have a couple early openers at your private bar?
Well, it's the best way to start the day. Yeah, the day, Mick. It's just a very relaxing day. You can stay in your pajamas, and nobody's throwing me out of my own bar at home.
No. Do you have a beer nuts? Do you have beer nuts that you put out? Or you...
Oh yeah, I've got the same beer nuts that have been out for the last 10 weeks, Mick. So I'm not sure.
Hey, and what about wine? Yeah. We know you're a wine buff.
You're a wine connoisseur. Yeah.
There's definitely, when it comes to white wine, for example, there's definitely no house white at my bar here. It's Chablis all the way. Jane, you would love that.
You always give us a recommendation. You go, something that's in our wheelhouse. Yeah. It's not Jane prices. Like, this is triple M.
Well, you often bring in a bottle for us if we weren't in Corona
triple
world.
Triple M listener prices.
Yeah.
So, you know, about a 20 buck to 30 buck bottle of wine.
Here's this week's recommendation. I love European whites. You can get this at vintage cellars, so all around the country. They have a Riesling from Alsace in France. It's called, it's the Wolf Burger.
I like the name.
Oh, I like a Wolf Burger.
I love a good Wolf Burger. It's under $19.
I love a good Riesling, a nice crisp Riesling.
I can see
calamari.
Jane writing that down. Yeah. You actually wrote that down.
I did, didn't I?
You are.
You will love it. Very dry, very dry.
Hey, what year? What year?
I think now they're about 2017. I think they've got.
Okay, how can you call yourself vintage sellers when you're selling wines that are?
Because a Riesling needs to be young and crisp.
Yes, but why call yourself vintage sellers then? Because your vintage means vintage. You don't say vintage car. If someone says, I sell vintage cars, you don't go in and get a 2017 Datsun or whatever, do you? You get the chitty chitty bang bang. That's what you get.
Deary me.
You don't get the, it's face advertising.
It's
by the way, you can now get Brick Lane at Aldi's. Did you know that? Brick Lane at Aldi, Matt.
You can.
Dower,
you see, I've always. That's why I talk up Aldi. I've told you it's good.
Is that the only non German beer you can get at Aldi?
I think
you're right.
Go in there and panic buy.
Yes.
All right. Get in a punch on in aisle six over the Brick Lane. Hey, just quickly, we've got to go. I just want front bar coming back. What's this little show you're doing on Facebook, Instagram? What is it?
Yeah, it's just a little show. It's also available on Isolation TV, but it's just me wearing a dog collar. Yeah. So I get my friends to ask questions. I might get an electric shock. Just their own entertainment.
All right, you're breaking up. We didn't
electric
get the
shock television. I think that is supposed to be breaking
all
up.
All I got was
I think that's the sensors doing.
He's got an electric shock. It sounded like he was getting an electric shock from his own phone as we spoke to him. All right, well, we'll get to the bottom
of that. Thanks, Paul.
Good on you, Paul. When we come back, is it Song Whisperer time?
It is indeed. And by the way, get through to the Song Whisperer. You're going to go see Rob Thomas from your lounge room to his lounge room too. It's our garage session.
Jane Kennedy and Mick Molloy, two comedy greats and even better mates. This is Kennedy Molloy.
Song Whisperer, not too far away than Russell Howcroft to join us as well.
I wonder why I bother sometimes. Well, you know what? You this mean? Is bullying. This is online bullying.
Oh, I
this
just
is
posted like, a comment. I just posted a comment on you.
This is my me trying my best, and it's a shot from my underpant modelling days. Which...
You insisted that I show on Studio 10 today a framed photo of you. You said, in my derps, in my derps. And so I said, James, can you find me some pictures? And there was so many to choose from. Too distressing. I couldn't show it. It just absolutely gave me trauma.
More distressing than this one. So this one's been posted.
I thought you'd be happy with this one.
By the way, Mick Molloy 66, if you want to see it. Mick Molloy 66. It's on Instagram. But I thought my fans would get around me. Is it just me?
Oh, no, not at all.
Or do the people who follow you feel it's quite okay to unload with both barrels?
I think they think you're very thick-skinned, literally.
I am thick-skinned, as you can, from the photo.
Someone reckons you look like Tattoo from Fantasy Island. Ah, the band, they're playing. That's K.O. Marvelous, by musician.
Oh, you find that amusing, do you, Dave?
That's pretty funny. Good Lord.
Ross 269636 says, I've just eaten FFS.
There's a lot of, oh, Mickey. Yeah. There's a lot of, oh, Lord.
Oh, dear.
I can't unsee that. Sorry.
All right. Jane, earlier we were talking, before we get to Song Whisperer, who's standing by, we were talking about things that won't be coming back after coronavirus. We had a pretty comprehensive list. Jacqueline's on the line from the great state of Queensland. Jacqueline, this is a good one. Fire away.
Spitting on the footy field.
Spitting on the footy field or the sports field. Now, this is absolutely true, and already it's been legislated in the baseball in America, because you know, in particular in America, they all chew tobacco. So
yes, that's right.
In baseball, they're just constantly spitting. Well, they've been told it's not on and it's now a fine. So to see someone spit now is like going, in the old days it was just rude. Now you go, that's like a lethal weapon.
Yeah.
Well, there's a lot of gentlemen who do it of a certain age and ethnicity that I see around that might do it.
Okay, well,
when I travel around.
That's ageist, racist, sexist. Well, that's one with a lot, Kennedy.
Yeah, I know, but that's what? It's a thing.
I know what it is.
Men spitting. Stop spitting. I don't care if it's cultural.
But what if you're running or you're exercising and you're going you still got to get it out, no?
You're joking. I've never spat in my life. In my life.
Really?
Why do men have to spit?
You've never spat.
Yeah, you've
1-3-5-3 Girls, have you ever spat?
We've got to believe women who've also never farted.
They don't. Only if they have an issue, a gut issue, a probiotic issue.
Time for a bit of this.
Here he is.
Jay, the Song Whisperer.
You don't spit, do you, Song Whisperer?
Coming on the end of that.
I'm a spitter.
Why do baseballers spit?
They were either spitting because they were chewing tobacco, but then with the health effects of tobacco, they moved to sunflower seeds. Chewing sunflower seeds and spitting the shells out.
And why is it particularly
baseball?
That's also
disgusting.
Because baseball, you got a lot of time on your hands. You get bored. You're sitting around, you know, it's guys in the dugout. You got one guy up there at bat.
I've been in isolation for 6 weeks, but you don't see me just hocking him around the house.
Correct. I'm sorry. We need to change that whole culture. This will be the best thing to ever happen to spitters.
Quick, Song Whisperer synopsis, please.
All right, here we go. Two young kids out on the town and looking for fun. Maybe love, maybe a one-night stand. Either way, it's great. The girl is driving her father's automobile and has the tunes cranked. The boy is fired up, and he wants this love-lust scenario to continue indefinitely because it's just that awesome. Now listen carefully. This song is not Jack and Diane. It is not Paradise by the Dashboard Light. It is not Escape the Pina Colada song. And it isn't anything by either the Eagles or Billy Joel.
Okay.
Is it Paradise by the Dashboard Light?
Say that.
Jump in my car. Jump in my car.
That was my guess.
I want to take you home.
Okay, I'll do another one. Written in the back of the U. She's in a car. She's jumped in the car.
I said Footloose.
Oh.
Oh, Footloose. Footloose.
Kenny Loggins.
Kenny Loggins? No, we don't know. All right, you get the idea. 1-3-5-3 After the news, we'll be back to solve this vexing problem.
A drive home that's always surprising. This is Kennedy Malloy. Strap yourself in, people. Here comes the big second hour of Kennedy Malloy.
And coming up in the big second hour, good friend of the show, Russell Howcroft, will be on deck for a chat. We'll pick his brains about the advertising market and going rates. Are we going to be running out of a job? Who knows? Yeah. He'll have all the updates for us.
I've got a bit of an update too. Married at First Sight Australian version has about to hit the USA, and they've been previews and they're horrified by it. They're horrified. Right.
Wow. And you're going to preview a show you watched yourself?
Well, yeah, if they're horrified by that, I'm horrified by one of their shows involving a woman getting someone. Yeah. A feral cat, yes.
A feral cat the size. Well, put it this way, I was looking for the Tiger King.
Oh, man.
Oh, yes.
To come out and,
that's what
he couldn't
came
be
up.
Part of it. Mm. We'll get to the bottom of that. Have you seen it? What's your sighting? Let's get involved in that. We'll have an entertainment report. High call bullshit. So much to get through. But
lots
we're going
to
start
through.
At the top with the Song Whisperer. Can we have the theme, please?
Okay. With Jay, the Song Whisperer.
All right, Jay. Jay, you're the producer of this show. Can you get me a blue tick?
We can
How do I go on Instagram and not have a blue tick? I could be an influencer, but that's the blue tick's probably holding me up.
Do you need a blue tick to be an influencer, do you? I don't think so.
I didn't even know there was such a thing as a blue tick a minute ago, but now I'm being laughed at because I don't have one. Have you got a blue tick?
We get a special Mick Malloy brown tick.
I'm listening.
That makes sense. I like that idea.
That would make me very special.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
I would
special
go for
being
that.
The operative word.
You've said enough, and I would watch myself because everything you say will be heard in a court of law. So,
all right. I'm ready for it.
See you there. Well, Jay, synopsis, please, of today's song.
Two young kids out on the town and looking for fun, maybe love, maybe a one-night stand. Either way, it's great. The girl is driving her father's automobile and has the tunes cranked. The boy is fired up and wants this love-lust scenario to continue indefinitely because it's just that awesome.
Welcome to the jungle.
Oh, ooh. Good guess.
Not welcome to the jungle.
Nah.
Boogie Wonderland.
Oh.
Okay, you're being funny now, or you're genuinely trying?
No, I'm sorry.
I just want to hear what are you doing? Boogie Wonderland.
I don't know.
It's not Boogie Wonderland.
I don't know. It's hard because it's two kids running in. It can't be Jack and Diane. It can't be Dashboard Line. It can't be a Pina Colada song.
What?
No.
It
can't be any of those.
I'm going with...
Don't do it.
Mark. Is it Bruce Springsteen? Tell me that. Is it Bruce Springsteen?
Not Bruce Springsteen.
Ooh.
Are we really going to the first caller?
Yes, we're going to the first caller. Mark, what's the song?
Hey, how you going, Jane? How you going, Mick?
Good.
Yeah, good.
What's the song?
Great show last night. And nobody paying attention. And Jane, yes, I'm a tradie and I spit.
Yeah.
And my wife reckon she doesn't too or fart either. I understand that women like that, yes.
Women are like that. Your wife is very wise.
It's right, Mark. Or something. Anyway.
Mark, what do you got?
Yeah.
Song, please.
Footloose.
Oh.
Great song. Great music.
Hang on. I think Jane had a go at that before
might
the break.
Have sure did. That, Mark. Yeah, you're
probably
out of fun
having a having
get
having
that tradie ear in tuned in a bit more, mate.
Hey, what do you do?
How's your business? Yeah. How's your business, Mark? How's the tradie business going?
Yeah. Pretty busy. I'm doing my own thing with me, mate. We're just doing renovating at the moment, so keeping out of the other people's
way. Hey, would you and your wife like to watch Rob Thomas? And he's doing a special song.
Yes, we watched Matchbox 20 years ago. It was great.
All right, we'll send you along to that. All our callers are going to go along.
My beer too, Mick. Can you give me some bricklayers?
Brick Lane.
No.
Got it. What do you want? You want the bass lager?
Yeah.
Coming your way, Big Mark from Ingleburn.
Yeah.
Thanks for ringing in. Grant's on the line. Grant.
Okay, Nick, how are you?
What are you thinking?
Van Halen, Panama.
Oh.
Van Halen, Panama.
This feels like it's in the zone.
Yeah.
I didn't think it was about two young kids out on the town looking for fun.
Mentions a car, but not correct.
No. It's fair to say he's in the neighbourhood.
You'd think so, wouldn't you?
It's in the ballpark.
Warm, right. Very warm, I'd say.
Right. Don't get all mysterious. It's a yes or no answer, mate. It's not
we're heading to Coffs Harbour now. Let's go to Coffs Harbour. We love
Luke,
going
Moffs
there.
Harbour.
Hello, Luke.
Moffs Harbour.
Moffs Harbour, sorry. Hello, Luke.
Hey, you go.
Luke, what's happening?
I reckon it's Animals by Nickelback. No, we're never gonna quit. Ain't
nothing wrong with Canada's finest, Nickelback.
Ted Kroger.
Yeah, Nickelback. Animals, what send you in that direction? What send you in that direction, Luke?
Just the song that I know pretty well, and I thought that might be it, but I'm probably wrong.
Nickelback.
Yeah. Oh, sorry.
Don't worry, though. Rob Thomas will sort you out. You're going to be watching that from the comfort of your home, from the comfort of his home. It'll be like a Skype date.
Yeah.
Good on you.
Well done.
That's true. You'll love it.
Parker's on the line. Where are you calling from, Parker?
From Bacchus Marsh.
Bacchus Marsh. Who's the most famous person to come out of Bacchus Marsh? Tony Lockett? Was
he's
he Bacchus Marsh?
Rat, mate. It's my hometown.
Dave, take the tone out of your... Yes, but when he was playing with St Kilda, he used to live in Bacchus Marsh. Thank you.
I think
that's where they found him hiding in the cupboard, wouldn't they?
Anyway.
Remember that.
Take control, Song Whisperer.
Doug Hawkins, he's from Bacchus Marsh, isn't he? Dougie Hawkins?
Let's continue. Song Whisperer, this is getting
in hand. What song do you think it is, Parker?
I think it's Run to Paradise by the Choir Boys.
Run to Paradise. Which I recently performed on stage at the Brick Lane Tour.
Oh, you did too. That was awesome.
With members of the Choir Boys, and
that's
very, very good.
Were you?
Yeah, well, you know, a couple.
Is that what they would say?
I don't know, Jane. Sorry, it wasn't highly strung and good, but it was...
Sorry, Parker.
Glad you remembered the name.
Oh, sorry. We're having a conversation and the song whisperer just pipes in.
Let's go to Lance.
Lance.
Hello.
Yeah, Lance. How are you going?
I'm very good. How are you wonderful people doing?
Yeah, we're
good.
Great.
Now, you've got an American accent, but you're calling us from the pointy end of Australia, the Gladstone, am I right?
Yeah, Gladstone Park.
Oh, Gladstone Park. Yeah, it's different.
I've been here for a while.
Been here for a while? That's like Jay, our producer. He's been here.
Yeah. I've been listening to you guys for a few years now, so yeah, I'm familiar with Jay.
Good man. Whereabouts in America were you from?
I'm from Seattle.
Seattle.
Oh, cool.
Great music town. Yeah. You should know your
Thank
music,
you.
Right?
Yes,
there's
indeed.
Home of grunge, so much good music.
Yeah.
All right, hit us.
All right, Little Deuce Coupe by the Beach Boys. I don't know why.
See, I love the Beach Boys.
Me too.
I absolutely love the Beach Boys.
Oh, Beach Boys are great.
There's never been a more original sounding band. There's no one like them.
There's no one like them before.
And when you
God Only Knows is my favourite song, honestly.
Oh, is that right?
Oh, yeah. Mm. That's
song
my
whisperer?
Karaoke song.
It is. It's not the Beach Boys.
Oh, I'm sorry, Lance. It's a fellow group. We got to know you now, but don't worry. Yeah. You'll be tuning into Rob Thomas, okay?
Yeah, you will. You're part of the family now. Thank you.
Well done. Shane.
Let's go to Shane.
Hello, Shane.
Where are you calling from, Shane?
I'm calling from Caroline Springs. Mick, how are you?
I'll bet you there's no sign of any spring there. Every time they call something springs, it's usually to hide the fact there's no springs. It's like Chadston Palms.
There's a couple of lakes.
I know there's no palms.
Yeah.
Is there any springs?
There's none. There's a couple of lakes, but that's all, mate.
Couple
so
lakes.
it's fairly exciting.
And a fair bit of swinging, I hear.
That's what I hear.
But no one's knocking on my door. So I don't know what I'm doing wrong.
Guess.
My guess is David Lee Roth, Just Like Paradise. And I don't want to go home.
All right.
Yeah.
Song Whisperer, is it fitting the bill?
It is absolutely Diamond Dave.
Right.
Correct. Absolutely.
Yes.
Woo-hoo!
Well done, Shane.
Thank you.
Rob Thomas for you and a slab of Brick Lane's finest coming your
way. Awesome. And
Fantastic.
Here it is.
Thank you, guys.
Thanks for calling. Thanks, Shane. This is David Lee Roth, Just Like Paradise, as guest, thanks to the Song Whisperer. Up next, Russell Howcroft to join us.
Two comedy greats and even better mates. This is Kennedy Malloy.
Been joined live in the studio, I see. He's been
very rare.
Beavering away on his new podcast, which we'll get to the bottom of in just a minute. We love it when he swings by because he can hold an intelligent conversation about most things. But today we want to speak to Mr. Howcroft How are you, sir?
Hello, everyone.
Specifically about the coronavirus. How are you, Russell?
I'm great. It's very nice to be back in the studio, and there's traffic.
What's it like?
There's traffic out there.
Is there traffic? Is that a good thing?
Well, not when you're in it, but yes.
Not when you're in it.
But obviously it is a good thing. I've been in the car twice today. I actually was in a traffic jam. It was insane. Down Swan Street, not moving. So that was interesting.
Fantastic.
Of course, yeah, exactly. So how good is this? We've got traffic jams are back.
So you've been out and about. You were telling us just before we went to air that you've caught a plane recently. Where to and from? And talk us through
how
the experience. Because you're one of the first post-coronavirus to get on one of these.
Well, so I flew to Canberra. So a midday flight on Virgin. And it's ironic because, of course, as you queue up, they say you need to stay 1.5 metres apart. And people, you know, people do really try and do the right thing.
Yeah, they do. Try and do the right thing.
And then, of course, you sit on the plane and obviously you're not 1.5 metres apart. Now, that's
right.
Is it a full plane? Are you sitting next to people?
Well, what was interesting, I started off next to someone, but that was my fault because I got there so late that they had to sort of scramble me on the plane. But then once we were up and about, I was on an aisle and they'd locked off all the middle seats.
Yes.
And you know what? The vibe was fine.
Is everyone wearing face masks?
Yeah.
No, but I think that you know, watching what's going on in Europe, US, you would think that that'll be what people will start doing. Like,
were the
flight
attendants wearing masks?
No, they weren't.
That's unusual. I think Qantas are going to do that.
Yeah.
They're going to give the option to and handing them out.
Yeah, I did say
one.
That with, you know, like, no, they weren't. I don't think they were. I don't remember them wearing masks. And then
Do you remember much? Why were you late?
Yeah, I know, right?
What do you mate? Mean you were late?
Yeah, and then I know. And
you'll
I
have
flew,
it for sure. You'll have it for sure. Oh, yeah. You've got coronavirus. Yeah, you've got the Rona.
Oh,
you've got
the Rona. And then flying back from Canberra on the same night, that was a bit weird. So 7 o'clock. At the Canberra airport, there was only one plane leaving, which was the one I was on, which was a Dash 8. So that's the propeller from Melbourne to Canberra.
Right.
Probably an hour and 20 flight with maybe 20 people on the plane.
Right.
But again, it was okay. And Dash 8s are okay if the weather's okay, as you know. So it was that little beautiful calm period that we had in Melbourne. Yeah. And so it was fine. The flight was fine. That was a little bit weirder. You know, and then you arrive at the airport and there's
in-flight
no
service. Are they still giving you a packet of peanuts?
A bottle of water and a packet of peanuts or a packet of pretzels with the almonds, you know, that sort of thing. No, look,
but
whatever.
But normal.
I think, okay, so we're going to fly less. Probably the price of a seat's going to increase. But you know what? I think that's what's happening across the board. I reckon there's a price, you know, The equilibrium of price is going to change quite dramatically,
it's
I reckon.
It's hard to gauge too, Russell. Were you going to do with work? Because they have encouraged us not to travel unless you really have to.
Yeah, and that was a really have to thing. I had to get there.
You were going to see a minister, weren't you? You were going to see a minister to get some money, crowbar some money out of the public purse.
I was,
That's what I get.
It was a face-to-face. You know. Do you think business meetings will be more done in Zoom
for
post-coronavirus?
Sure. Absolutely, for certain. And I actually think for certain over the long term as well.
Do you enjoy them?
Yes, I do. I think that what is true, lots of things were changing, but they weren't changing fast enough. And, you know, the country in a lot of ways, we were, you know, constipated really. Like there wasn't a whole lot of good stuff going on. Business wasn't really moving that fast. Socially, we weren't moving that fast. Culturally, we weren't moving that fast.
Have you seen innovation in advertising and how people have been creative at this time?
Yes, and there has been a lot of innovation in that. Well, people are using their phone to create incredible, as we all know. The TikTok thing, I think, is fascinating. I'm just, you know, I'm a
bit over Danky Dancing, I've got to say.
Me too.
Is that pretty much the extent of it?
Yeah.
Famous people dancing like their dad?
Yeah, but I sort of quite like the fact that dads are dancing with their kids. And there's an interesting sort of little, and it's not about like me, like me, like me. It is very refreshing. It's creative. I think the tone of voice is changing. I think that there's a much more, we're not talking down to people. I think the media has almost caught up with the fact that, hang on a second, we've got a new tone of voice now. I hope that tone of voice stays. It's a more balanced tone of voice. It's not accusative. I think we're all over that.
That's an interesting observation.
I agree with you.
And wouldn't that be great if that sticks? Because we will. Because I think we all want to use this time for the country to, you know, to innovate, to reimagine what it could be. Neither of those things
is it a reboot?
Happen.
Do you think it'll be a reboot? Do you think we're going to come out and create a world that's on a different tangent now, that, than a different trajectory than it was on.
That is the opportunity, Mick. That's the opportunity. But it's out, as the last few months have taught us, it is about government. Governments
what will we be
hold
spending money
the levers.
On?
Well, not as much.
I'll tell you what, let's go to a break and come back and continue this because it's a fascinating conversation. We want to know which way we're headed and who's going to buy ads on our dopey radio show. That'd be nice.
All right, Russell Howcroft is with us after this.
This is Kennedy Malloy.
Russell Howcroft in studio, by the way, brand new world podcast. You want to get that? It's free. Podcast One Australia app or wherever you get your podcasts as well. Kennedy Malloy.
Tell us about the podcast. What is it?
Okay, called Brand New World because that's what we're in. So clearly what's happened is audiences have gone up dramatically. I mean, audio audiences, insane growth at, you know, Southern Cross Austereo. Yes. In fact, across the board, TV audiences have gone up. Obviously, we're all triple screening. That gives advertisers an incredible opportunity.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Because the price of advertising's declined. Right. So you've got increase in audience, price of advertising going the other way. So you can get into the market at a very decent rate. Smart advertisers know that if you advertise during downturns, you do slingshot out better. That's not just hyperbole. There is academic.
Can you tell me what that means, slingshot out better?
Okay, so when we all start spending money again, there will be winners, there will be losers. If you've invested in advertising during the downturn, you have what's called top of mind awareness, right? So you are more top of mind than your competitors. It's all about share of voice in the market.
So you remember, your recall is
better.
It sounds
great. You buy that.
Talk about these things.
You buy
that. On your podcast. Yep. Do you have guests on or is it just you? Because we always call you Ad Guru because gurus only come from the advertising industry.
It sounds like you've got a lot of gurus.
Well, are you surrounded by gurus? What are you doing?
We've got fantastic guests. So those that follow the media marketing world may know a bloke called Mark Ritson. So Professor Mark Ritson. Yes. He's really seriously worth listening to because he's highly entertaining. Yep. And because he is an academic, he can actually prove up this stuff. Yep. So, you know, he's awesome. And today I did an interview with Zoe Foster Blake to talk to her about her business.
Well, she knows how to market that girl. She's clever.
My goodness. And, of course, reminded us.
Is she an influencer, Jane? Would you call her an influencer?
Definitely.
Just a little bit. Right?
I'm an influencer now, too. Oh, right. Did you know that, Russell?
She reminds. I know that. She reminds all of us in the world of brand media marketing. The most important thing, it always has been, always will be, is you need to know how to write.
Yes.
Writing.
Well,
yes. Right,
and she's a writer, so that's helpful.
Right. And she it's in a natural salesperson. So okay, I'm going to write a book, and I'm going to call it "The Wrong Girl," or "The Younger Man," or "Playing the Field," or you know, "No One Likes Farts." She writes, the name of the book is an advertising headline.
Right. I'm just glad that she's good at business because I know she's not happy at home. Mate, good. Mate, we can't wait. Dial it up. It's on Podcast One. Yeah. We can't wait to catch up and keep giving us these updates because they're very helpful to everyone navigating their way through this very tricky time.
And we're open for business too, by the
absolutely.
Way. Kennedy Malloy.
Well, and the audiences.
Good bang for buck.
Audiences are growing. Price of entry is fantastic. National show. Get into it.
Never been
an idiot. The train is leaving the station. Get on it.
Get on it.
Brand New World. That's the podcast. Podcast One Australia app or wherever you get your podcast. Russell Howcroft there. This is Kennedy Malloy.
A drive home that's always surprising. This is Kennedy Malloy.
Well, there's been outcry in the US because the Australian show Married at First Sight is going to screen in the US and they're horrified by it.
What are they horrified about?
The Botox-looking people on it, they said they've never seen anything like it in their lives. Quite hideous, really. They're very disturbed.
Which season? Which season?
The last season, the most recent one. They say they're fake, and this show and the American show is about real couples who really want to fall in love and that they're really don't treat this as a stepping board for celebrity, that their hearts are in it. And this one is going to be a disgrace. I'm going to say it's going to rate through the roof.
So our Married at First Sight's leading the team down. See, I've never gone into bat for Married at First Sight till someone else from another country challenged.
I feel very defensive about it,
finding myself getting all defensive about Married at First Sight.
I'll tell you why I feel defensive about it. Because I actually sat through the episode that I touched on yesterday, Labour of Love.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, it's you about, need to explain okay. the show, what
I'll
the show is
I'll tell you what
again.
It's about. I watched the whole episode today. Mm. It's about a 41-year-old divorcee, Christy. This is real life, okay? It's a reality
hot.
Show. She's gorgeous. She looks very southern. She's got lots of dark hair. Yeah. She's got a nice figure, nice smile. Oh, she's 41, divorced, and she wants to have a family. But she says her biological clock is ticking. So she wants to get straight to it. She has to choose between 15 different men to impregnate her. And I'm telling you, as I'm watching this, her parents are on camera and they approve. All the contestants' parents approve. This is one of the craziest shows.
This could be a game changer for men. That's all we are now, providers of sperm.
Correct. That's this is what it is.
And, you don't even have to have sex with us. We'll
and
just
I've got to tell you, they get straight to it. First step, they all meet each other, have a drink, and then Kristen Davis from Sex and the City, she's the host, and she says, waiters, please bring in the specimen cups. And then they all grab a cup each, they go outside, and a mobile sperm bank rocks up.
This is like a Friday night for me. Go on. Yeah,
you know, like the toilet. You know when you go to the races and they have those portaloos?
Yeah. Portaloos? Yeah. So yeah, they've got 15 portaloos and the guys
got,
go in.
They've got 15,
and...
no. They've got about five at a time.
Ooh.
And all the guys stand
I'll go
around.
First, please.
Well, let's have a listen to the first clip.
Imagine if the one on the end just tipped over. He's a tiger.
So they're all standing around and they're all a bit antsy. Told one by one, they got them all.
Let me get this straight.
They're going to win.
They're jerking off inside a portaloo, and this
Correct.
Is a show. This is a
Correct.
Show on telly.
This is, okay. Yes, have a listen.
All right.
Fertility tests are greatly impacted by activity levels. Raise your hand if you have done something like this in the past 5 days.
Yeah, what's today?
Five
no
days.
Shoot.
Right here.
That's all right. It's no shame.
You liars.
Okay, good. All right.
Well,
yeah,
bunch of liars.
And the rest of you liars, raise your hand too.
Right here.
Oh, okay.
Wow.
So basically,
was she demonstrating
how
to do it? Was she?
No, she said, have you had a tug in the last five days? Put your hand up because you might have a struggle a bit more. And there's about four hands go up and then more go up. And then she cuts to her and she goes, guilty.
In the last 5 days, let's just say ISO's picked up the tempo just a bit.
All right, so... Let's find out who the lucky contestant number one and how they cheer him on when he goes into this terrible toilet.
What is going on?
Tally.
Yes.
Your room is first.
Oh, wow.
I know it is a little crazy.
Me, right?
Yes, good for you. I think you'll be fine.
All right. You can do it, Tally.
Sure.
Mazel tov. Make it happen.
I'll see you guys on the outside.
Okay, he's feeling pretty confident.
What's happening here?
Okay, this is the end of television.
I'm... Okay.
When people look back and go, what happened to television? We will go, it was when they sent the guys into a portal to masturbate while everyone stood around cheering.
Are you still with me? Can I play one more clip?
Sure.
Because what happens then? They all get the results from the doctor from Chicago, who looks pretty shady to me. He's analysed all their sperm, and it ranges between someone who's got like 3 million or 100 million or something to someone who's really like, uh-oh. See, you're not going to get very far in this show. Yeah.
You're out. Shooting That's how you blanks. Get kicked out. You see your sperm count. It's time to go.
Correct. So the winner is a guy. He's South African and he's very good looking. And the other guys can't stand him and he wins with the highest sperm count. Let's hear how he gets victory.
Okay, so remember, everybody, this was to test your fertility and the first place award with 317 million active swimmers.
Showing off.
Goes to Alan.
Get out of town, really? Nice job.
I gotta say, before the joy even kind of found its place, it was shock. I was, what?
For all 317 million swimmers? This is for them.
Okay, guys. Nicely done.
Yeah, he actually got a giant sperm trophy.
Yeah. Alan,
I'm not joking.
Alan, by the way, has 56 kids.
He
got a sperm trophy.
He got well. It looked like a sperm, or it looked like a logie. That's what I'm gonna say. He holds it up.
Was it a gold sperm?
Yeah, actually, no.
Oh,
it was.
God.
It was not gold. But
all right,
that is
done?
The first episode.
Mm. There it is. Well, and
I'm
how can
done.
People watch this? Where can you watch it?
Well, I'm currently using a VPN to do it and look at an American television.
Oh, that's highly illegal.
I'm sure it's not illegal. You'll be able to come go watch it on Foxtel, I'm predicting.
Surely someone's going to bring it out here.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. It's truly, and no, everyone is just so cool about it. So easy going.
It's called Labor of Love.
There you go. That is top shelf TV. When they invented TV, that's what they had in mind.
Day TV.
One day it would come to this.
What great talent they have.
Kennedy Malloy.
A drive home that's always surprising. This is Kennedy Malloy.
Thanks for tuning in. Missed any of today's show? Of course, you can get the podcast. That'll be up after the show. Kennedy Malloy, kennedymalloy.com.au.
People are really trying to get in on our spitting argument, and we're saying spitting won't come back after coronavirus. And apologies to Whitney.
Yeah. And
who's taken a lot of
James, who've been answering the calls from some of the, Paris end of the Triple M audience. Who have been suggesting women do spit despite Jane, your protestations.
All right, that's enough.
But we're not taking any of their calls.
We're not.
There is some serious calls on the line. Danielle is calling from Hobart, Tasmania. Great to have you on board. Yeah. What's your observation, Danielle?
Well, walking down the street in a little tiny beachside suburb today.
Yep.
There was a young guy spitting, and he would have been maybe grade 7, grade 8.
Yeah.
And he spat, and now I was across the road from him, and it wasn't like a little tiny spish. Mm. It was a big spish.
Mm. Yeah.
And I was like, do I call him out on that, or do I not? Like,
where'd he spit? On the road?
On the footpath. And I was like,
young, you know, a bit of an...
But, you know, you're pointing him in the right direction. Not cool, dude.
Not you. Yeah.
Is what I would say.
And I nearly called him out, but I'm like, oh, gosh. More community, do I call him out on that?
Well, then he jumps his parents' parent. Job. Yeah, that's their job, not yours.
Yeah. All right, I like
Thanks
you. I like
calling.
Your style.
Hi to everyone in Tassie.
Yeah.
Tassie.
Yeah, you're in real lockdown, aren't you?
Yeah. Rob Thomas, by the way, Danielle, we'll set you up with our
you go to Rob
garage
set. That's fantastic. Alison's on the line. Alison, what's your observation?
My observation, I used to work in hospitality. Mm. We used to get inbound tour groups and... People used to travel from all over to the extent that we had particular people that sometimes used to spit in the hallways of the hotel.
And my talking old men?
Yes.
On the carpet?
Yes.
Oh, no. Oh, my God.
And the boss
wrong with people?
The boss actually had to remove the carpet and put tiles down.
Oh, God. Oh, my God.
Probably time we did that at my house. But did you know this? And this is true. When you walk into inner city pubs, say there'll be a pub in your neighbourhood called the Builder's Arms or the Builder's Workers' Arms or whatever. And those inner city pubs that have tiles on the inside, you know what that was originally for, don't you?
No, what?
Oh, you could wee on the walls.
Oh,
I'm thinking of bringing it back because I think it's not
a good uplifting way to end the show.
Renovate the studio.
You go and have a whistle on the wall.
Yeah.
Oh, those were the days. Bring that back.
It's so hard to find a toilet in a pub.
I'm just saying.
Oh, I know.
When you think about it, what's the issue?
Genius.
Hey, tomorrow on the show, the great Ray Martin is going to join us. Andy Lee as well.
And Andy Lee.
That'll be Wednesday. Kennedy Malloy.
Now you're all caught up on Kennedy Malloy.